Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
The Blackwood name lives on. The name Blackwood has been as closely linked to Southern gospel music as ham and eggs to diners, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz to TV, and Tarzan and Jane to jungle movies. The family has endeared itself to a grateful nation for their renditions of gospel music for some 125 years. It began when the family started singing in churches in 1934, when the Great Depression had the country in a death grip. In the original group were Roy, his oldest son, R.W., and his two brothers, James and Doyle. Actually, Blackwood music first came from the fiddle of Emmett Blackwood, Roy's dad, in the 1890s. There have been many names, including Blackwood Brothers, Blackwood Family, and Blackwood Singers. They all had songs in their hearts, committed in their souls, and remarkable energy as pioneers in Southern gospel music. Southern is worthy of a note. The USA is devoid of Eastern, Northern, and Western gospel music. In Branson recently, I chatted with R.W. Blackwood Jr., who has sung at Pigeon Forge and Branson venues since 1990. He was a lad when his dad and uncle started gaining national renown in the 1940s. He took leave of his Branson gig in November and has been battling COVID and lung trouble. "I've been singing full-time, mostly on the road, for 60 years," he said. "Isn't it time for a sabbatical?" Thankfully, his lung x-rays show improvement. He credits medical science and heavy-duty prayers at his church and beyond. Alongside is Donna, his wife of 58 years. Donna, R.W. Jr., and his brother Ron and wife Sandra were members of the Blackwood Singers. During leave time, R.W. and Donna are greatly enjoying their two children, 11 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren, with 2 more expected soon. A book about the Blackwoods would require multiple volumes. They've sung throughout the nation and beyond, appearing before both handful-sized groups and others that would fill largest cathedrals. R.W. cites many reasons for his family's preeminence. First-generation Blackwoods traveled on horse-drawn conveyances long before the family crisscrossed the nation in Cadillacs. Then they had their first-ever customized tour bus, followed by a twin-engine plane whose pilot was R.W. Sr. Tragically, he and Bill Lyles, another group member and also a pilot, were killed in an Alabama plane crash in 1954. The funeral for R.W. Blackwood Sr. was attended by thousands of friends and fans, among whom was a close friend, Elvis Presley. An even larger Memphis funeral was held 23 years later when Elvis died. Presley and the Blackwoods visited often. Elvis always chose to sing gospel songs only, leaving his rock and roll performances for other places. Enamored by the Blackwoods tour bus, he had a similar one customized for himself. R.W. Jr. fondly remembers his childhood, playing games with Everly Brothers when they were children. He cherishes memorabilia of the family, many of whom branched out to join other groups after getting started. Discovering the Blackwoods were Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout Show and Ted Mack's Amateur Hour. Then singing in Shenandoah, Iowa on KMA Radio, a 50,000-watt station covering much of the nation, helped greatly. Later, they sang at many Billy Graham crusades. The Blackwoods have won every award for gospel music, including 8 Grammys and 7 Dove Awards. His favorite is the Memphis Music Award. They've recorded numerous albums and sold millions of records. They also collaborated with Dallas's Stamps Baxter Music Company to produce thousands of songbooks. Back home in Ackerman is the Blackwood Brothers Parkway. Just 11 years of age when his dad died, R.W. had to grow up quickly. He's grateful for God's many blessings. In recent weeks, He has enjoyed attending Branson theaters instead of singing in them. His son Robbie is a drummer for the popular Clay Cooper Show. Grandson Joey is a singer-dancer in the Cooper Show and a singer in the theater's Elvis Show. May the Blackwoods continue to brighten our lives. Bronco Legacy Choir to perform. The Odessa High School Bronco Legacy Choir will sing through the decades for their spring show at 7:30 p.m. April the 26th and 27th at the OHS Performing Arts Center. Titled Rock of Ages, the show will include rock songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. It will also get into some sub-genres from the 50s. Director of Choirs Ginger Story said they will sing blues, folk rock, indie rock, and hair band tunes from the 80s. We have some grunge and post-grunge and some heavy metal, so it's going to be a really good variety of songs. The kids are very excited about it, and almost everyone I talk to is really excited about it, Story said. Tickets are available from ohs.ludus.com and at the door. Premium seats in the center are $15. It's $10 for adults and $5 for students and children in the remainder of the seats. The format will be like a call-in radio show that will include skits. Our theater department is super involved in this. One of the theater kids is going to be our DJ. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of skits and things planned, Story said. There are 13 vocalists, an ensemble manager, and sound technician that are part of the class. In addition, there are several theater students involved helping backstage and with lighting. Our theater department is pretty awesome. They always pitch in and help us out a great deal, Story said. Story said they had planned to stage a show like this before COVID hit. They have been working on the show since January. We never really got to do it, and I was wanting to bring that back. I'm a fan of the rock genre, and I was excited about some of the songs we were going to do and didn't get to do. The funny thing of it is we're not even doing those songs. We're doing a whole different set of songs, but I'm still very excited about it because I enjoy that. I think a lot of people do miss that style of music because it's not as mainstream as it used to be, Story added. The show, she said, is going to be great, and everybody should plan to come and see it and support the students. She noted that this group of kids is great. They're hardworking, and they work well together as a team. They're just, in general, a fun group of kids, Story said. Tammy Lockhart is the choreographer. Johnny Salvador is playing guitar. Caleb Williams is on bass. Ian Chavez, a student at Compass Academy Charter School, is on drums, and Damian Christian is on keys, and Stephanie Carter on piano. Associate Choir Director Stephanie Burton said the fact that they will be performing rock music and not watering it down is going to be really exciting. I think anytime you're putting on a show and you finally see the product, it's a powerful experience for kids, Burton said. She agreed with Story about the students involved in the show. They are really hard workers, really high level of musicianship, quick musical learners, fun. We have a lot of fun together, Burton said. As the show title suggests, Burton wanted the music to take people through the history of rock. We're starting all the way back from the 50s style, all the way to more recent 2010s. Then you've got all different genres of rock. You've got pop rock, you've got folk rock, you've got heavy metal that we're doing. We've got hair band, we've got it all. And that way it's kind of represents the history of rock to me, which is fun. The choir will be singing entire songs. Each vocalist sings a song and there are boy numbers and girl numbers. She added that they try to help students select their solos and try to fit what their voices are capable of doing. But really, it's their choices. I say, submit to me your three choices, and then I listen to the three choices, and I listen to them saying, and I say, this one suits you the best, Burton said. She noted that there will be something for everybody. I wanted my parents, who are grandparents, who listen to the Eagles, to be just as happy as a student that's in high school when they sat down and listened to the music, that they felt represented almost, Burton said. Seniors Joshua Brindley and Isabella Carrasco are two of the show participants. Brindley is 17 and Carrasco is 18. Brindley said this will be the second time he has performed in a spring concert. But my sister was in it, and so I worked backstage for years, he added. Carrasco said this is her first spring concert. I've done theater for a while, so it's kind of the same thing. Just, you know, there's no lines, really, just music, which is also really fun, too. So I'm not too nervous, Carrasco said. Brindley said they were very well prepared. It's a lot easier to get into the music and go through the music when we don't have to worry about our blocking and our dancing. I like that we're very far ahead in terms of dancing, in terms of working together as a group. It's been a good year for this particular show, Brindley added. Having worked on the spring show the past 3 years, Brindley said it's fun to see how it has grown and changed while realizing this is the last one he'll get to be part of. Carrasco said she is really excited about getting to do the concert during her last year of high school. I feel like this was like a really good, closer to the year for me at least. Overall, it's nerve-wracking, but just exciting too, she added. Carrasco said she had auditioned for the Legacy Choir her sophomore year, but forgot the lyrics to the song as she was trying out. She took a step back, but realized it was something she really wanted to do and thought it would be a really fun thing to do her last year of high school. My year so far has been really busy, but honestly, I'd rather it be busy than boring. That's kind of how I see it. I just want it to be full of all kinds of memories. That's definitely something that I'm lucky to have been part of, Carrasco added. Brindley said he saw a lot of his friends from middle school that were in high school join the choir, and he thought it was cool to go to the shows and see how well they worked together. And so I was like, you know what? This might be fun. So I went in 2 years ago, and so it was nice, he said. He added that he's excited to show the audience the variety of songs they have been working on. I think the audience will really like the variety because it's not one specific genre or subculture of rock. It's all sorts, and so it's going to be a little bit of something for everybody. I feel like everybody will really enjoy this show, Carrasco said. The world of Christianity. You choose. I was born again of the Spirit of God in May 1971. From that time, I have been studying the Word of God and being taught by wonderful teachers. However, I'll never be a theologian. Yet there are simple truths in the Bible that are easy for anyone to understand if they are just willing to read it. God would never give his children a book of directions or instructions that only theologians, priests, and preachers could understand. You must be born again of the Spirit because the Bible is spiritually discerned. He told us to be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. That's from James chapter 1, verse 22. We do not want to be deceived, thinking that all there is to Christianity is going to church on Sunday morning and hearing the message that is preached. All through the Bible, God promised, if you will do this, I will do that. There are stipulations to receiving his promises. There are consequences for not doing his word. There are always blessings when we obey his word. Receiving Jesus as Savior is the part of the most wonderful journey we could ever travel, and we are never alone. Jesus was teaching, and a woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you. From Luke chapter 11, verse 27. Look how Jesus responded. Jesus himself said, More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. More than that, look, more than that, more than that, the womb that bore you, the breasts that nursed you, wow, are those who hear the word and keep it. The word keep is believe and do it. Then Jesus was teaching a group and his mother and brother stood outside seeking to speak to him. Then one said to him, Look, your mother and brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples. "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. He said that the disciples were his mother, sister, brothers. He truly was not a respecter of person. Under that ministry anointing, we are neither Greek, Jew, mother, brother, male, or female. We know he loved his family very much, yet in the church or the spiritual realm, under the anointing, they were counted as the disciples. A disciple is a pupil or follower who accepts his master's teachings and helps to spread them as the disciples of Jesus. Webster's Dictionary says that is the calling on each person who is born again. Also, those who obey him are his disciples. It is the same today. Doing his word is very important. Being a doer of his word is what makes the difference between being in the world and being in Christ. Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship. Christ is the only Savior that we can have a personal relationship with. There is no other Savior. Motorcyclist killed in wreck. Two speeding motorcyclists struck a vehicle in Midland County Thursday night, resulting in the death of one of them, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. In a news release issued Friday, DPS stated, Oslin Francisco Fuentes, 34, of Elkhart, and a 24-year-old Odessa man were traveling west on Business Interstate 20 on separate motorcycles at a high rate of speed when they both struck a Chevrolet Traverse being driven by a Midland woman. According to DPS, the woman had completed a turn onto Brandiff and was nearly clear of the intersection when her vehicle was struck. Fuentes was pronounced dead at the scene, and the other motorcyclist and a 67-year-old passenger in the Chevy were taken to Midland Memorial Hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the Chevy was uninjured. The crash remains under investigation. Spiritual sign or natural occurrence, by William F. Holland, Jr., Ph.D., ordained licensed Christian minister. A few readers have asked me lately about my thoughts on the coming eclipse. I'm sure that almost everyone has heard by now about the total solar eclipse on April the 8th. It will cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. A total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and earth, completely blocking the face of the sun. The sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk. The questions that many speculate about include events like when planets come into a straight line, or when there is unusual activity in the heavens, and whether or not this is God trying to relay a message of warning to us. I begin by saying that I am not an expert in astronomy, astrophysics, astronomy, or cosmology. I respect science, but do not agree that everything began on its own. I have also not spent years studying astrology, which means cycle or circle of little animals, and realize that many people follow this ancient philosophy that believes all heavenly bodies, including constellations, have influence over or are directly involved with human events. I am a theologian and base my worldview about God and life on the Bible. Whatever the perspective, let us be aware of the amazing order and accuracy of our earth, moon, and sun that stands as a declaration of God's infinite power and authority. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Psalm 19, verse 1. My emphasis today is spiritual discernment. We all have opinions about everything, especially when it comes to religion and politics, and an eclipse is no different. My speculations do not matter, or your opinions. What matters is what God is saying. It's always been that way. I wish I could proclaim to you his specific message for this eclipse, but honestly, I sense that he is simply reminding us that he is the Almighty and in total control. As the architect of all things, including the universe, from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26, Let us worship him in the wonder of who he is. He is offering his grace, mercy, and love to everyone today, and we pray that many will receive Christ as their Lord before it is too late. There is a world of imagination out there, and you can read from now until next Monday about what everyone thinks, but pray and ask God to give you a personal revelation about this. Eclipses have inspired fear and awe among civilizations throughout history, from the Aztecs to the ancient Hindus. They're also associated with some major religious events, including the darkness that accompanied Jesus when he was crucified. In the Gospel of Mark 15, verse 33, we read, "And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour." Will there be signs in the heavens before Christ returns? Absolutely. Acts 2:20 says, "The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day." Also read Luke chapter 21. Is the April 8th eclipse when Jesus is returning? I say no, as the Bible explains certain things must come to pass before the second coming. Is it a harbinger of judgment for the world because of their rebellion? Possibly. I believe God is always warning us to stop our evil ways, and it's only because of his grace we have second chances. I do believe that God speaks through signs and wonders, and there is a way to listen to the Holy Spirit as he guides us into all truth. But to hear the still small voice of God, one must draw near to him. With this being said, it's also common for human nature to be superstitious about cosmic events like a blood moon, but this does not mean there is a paranormal or supernatural event happening. An eclipse will naturally happen when objects are moving around one another. They are quite common, with a total solar eclipse occurring somewhere on Earth approximately once every 18 months. Partial solar eclipses occur several times per year, while total lunar eclipses occur virtually every year in most parts of the world. Since Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 24, there have been thousands of total and partial solar and lunar eclipses. None of them seem to have had any significance to end times Bible prophecy. We need God's wisdom and discernment about all things, and do not allow our emotions to guide us. The world of Christianity. You choose. I was born again of the Spirit of God in May 1971. From that time, I have been studying the Word of God and being taught by wonderful teachers. However, I'll never be a theologian, yet there are simple truths in the Bible that are easy for anyone to understand if they are just willing to read it. God would never give his children a book of directions or instructions that only theologians, priests, and preachers could understand. You must be born again of the Spirit, because the Bible is spiritually discerned. He told us to be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. That's from James chapter 1, verse 22. We do not want to be deceived, thinking that all there is to Christianity is going to church on Sunday morning and hearing the message that is preached. All through the Bible, God promised, "If you will do this, I will do that." There are stipulations to receiving his promises. There are consequences for not doing his word. There are always blessings when we obey his word. Receiving Jesus as Savior is the part of the most wonderful journey we could ever travel, and we are never alone. Jesus was teaching, and a woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you." From Luke chapter 11, verse 27. Look how Jesus responded. Jesus himself said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Luke chapter 11, verse 28. More than that, look, more than that, the womb that bore you, the breasts that nursed you, wow, are those who hear the word and keep it. The word keep is believe and do it. Then Jesus was teaching a group, and his mother and brother stood outside seeking to speak to him. Then one said to him, "Look, your mother and brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you." But he answered and said to the one who told him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" and he stretched out his hand toward his disciples. Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. He said that the disciples were his mother, sister, brothers. He truly was not a respecter of person. Under that ministry anointing, we are neither Greek, Jew, mother, brother, male, or female. We know he loved his family very much. Yet in the church, or the spiritual realm, under the anointing, they were counted as the disciples. A disciple is a pupil or follower who accepts his master's teachings and helps to spread them as the disciples of Jesus. Webster's dictionary says that is the calling on each person who is born again. Also, those who obey him are his disciples. It is the same today. Doing his word is very important. Being a doer of his word is what makes the difference between being in the world and being in Christ. Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship. Christ is the only Savior that we can have a personal relationship with. There is no other Savior. Obituaries. Joanne Moore Harry, age 93, passed away on Saturday, March the 30th. Memorial services will be held at First Presbyterian Church in Odessa on Monday, April the 8th at 10 a.m. Moises Leal, age 42, of Odessa, passed away on Tuesday, April the 2nd. A visitation will be held Monday, April the 8th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Frank Wilson Funeral Directors, 4635 Oakwood Drive in Odessa. A funeral service will occur Wednesday, April the 10th at 1 p.m. at 4635 Oakwood Drive in Odessa. Moise will be laid to rest in Ector County Cemetery, 300 South Dixie Boulevard in Odessa. Joyce Parker, age 86, of Odessa, died Monday, April the 1st. Funeral service will be held at 11 p.m., April the 9th, at Bethany Assembly of God. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.